It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Everyone, and happy Monday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. My name is Kat, and I am so excited to be with all of you today. I am, it is already, what is today? Oh my goodness, December 9th, 2024. I can't believe this year has flown by. It is an Aries moon, so you have to forgive me because I'm kind of fast on my feet this morning. I basically slid into the chair to be with you guys today, and I'm super happy. I've been on the move. It is definitely a time. I have a smile on my face because I love being with you on Mondays, and I'm so very, very grateful. I know we're in a holiday season. I know we have a double retrograde. Well, we have more than a double, but we have Mars and Mercury retrograde going on. So I'm always, I'm smiling though. I try to stay as positive as I possibly can to hopefully, merge with you guys and connect and synchronize in a really positive way. And I have a lot to talk about today. I'm super glad that you're all with me this morning. It is warmer today in Florida, so I don't want to rub that. I don't want to rub it in anyone's face who's cold. And I know it's cold in the world, so I'm definitely blessed to be in some heat for a change today. I want to come into the chat room, but if you are listening for the first time, we have a Facebook page and it's titled 1-2 Radio. I will tell you guys, I have bravely gone on a mission of change with not only my computer, but I know Mark said, Mark told you guys, gave you a little warning about it. I know you guys know I'm a Gemini. I am definitely, I guess I could take on a lot at once, but I am a big anti-change person. Like, I will rebel against it. I have a really hard time with it. And I also have a really hard time with, I think it's because my psychic energy is so sensitive, but it's also because I'm hearing myself talk to you. And I love it, but at the same time, I have to get used to feeling a little bit like still. And it's kind of funny for me to feel, I told Jay, oh my gosh, I don't want to feel trapped, you know? So freedom of movement for an intuitive, I think, and someone who has stayed in that realm for so many years, it becomes more and more important. So I love that I'm coming through to you guys more clearly. And while I maintain my connection, put some vibes out there for me so I don't feel so stuck in one spot, because I love to move around with you. And so I'm super grateful. I know it's a retrograde cycle. I know that you've heard us communicate a lot about what not to do in retrogrades. And sometimes, again, being the rebel that I am with that Aries moon at times, I do try, I believe the retrograde is a great time for deals and steals and all those things. So I go ahead and make these changes during the retrograde cycle. So at first it comes off a little bit frustrating, but then it really gets kicking, you know? And so it always turns out to be brand new. So I'm feeling brand new with you. I hope you can hear me all, good and clear. And I'm coming into the room. I want to say good morning. And I want to talk a little bit about the Mars retrograde, because I could tell already, I don't like to buy too much. I don't put too much energy into any kind of negativity for long, you know, like I don't, but I do notice already the spiciness. Now today's an Aries moon. Today is a Sag sun. Today is Leo, Mars, Leo. I want to talk about Leo a little bit. And I was thinking, what can we all do to counteract? How many of you feel extra spicy? How many of you had some arguments over impatience? and how many of you are taking on personally, or, you know, internally, how many of you are taking on that energy from other people, or maybe making, you know, creating some kind of inner conflict, like you've done something wrong, or perhaps a trigger. There's a lot of triggering going on. There's a lot of don't forget about me kind of thing, or how do we make this about ourselves, and how do we do it in a healthy way? So we could bring ourselves better into the world, or maybe connecting with others, especially during the holiday cycle or season. And so I was thinking, what is the counteractive, okay, Martha's action, how do we take action? What is that counteractive process that we can do to keep ourselves in the best place possible to perhaps not take things too personally and yet tend to our own needs? And so there's a balance, and I'm sure some of you, how many of you had any little spats? Because I've been hearing a lot about a little bit of arguments with relationships and stuff, and I want to make sure that we leave this show today in a good place, and that we bring something, a reminder to ourselves to take care of ourselves. Peggy, good morning to you. Peggy Reeser's in the chat room this morning. She is a one to listen psychic advisor as well. And I know there's some, I know that we have some Leo energy there. So how are you feeling about it? If you don't mind chiming in. And Pat is here. Ms. Perez, hello. Lynn is here. Maureen, hi. Maureen said something about beating herself up. That's some of the things that we want to counteract and really get, be good with ourselves, you know. Tara, hello to you. And Eva, hello. Lara, hi. Lori Love is also in the chat room this morning. Good morning, Lori. Thank you for that. Pamela says she's grumpy, but she'll admit mostly with herself. And that's one of the things I think that we know or we understand is that sometimes we can going through these times, we can definitely personalize a lot, but also get angry with ourselves, which is what I'm trying to counteract by reminding you guys about some, you know, pure ways of loving yourself. So I think the more nurtured we feel in ourselves, okay, I'm trying to find your comments. So I finally have them. There are some things that we could do to really counteract it. And I was thinking, well, what our choice is, you know, we can become sad, mad, scared, all of these triggers coming up, or we could also become at peace. We could become more powerful within ourselves, and we could become happier within ourselves or more joyful, because I feel like, okay, see, I see some comments already that we're going to get there, but we could really take the path of least resistance by taking some time out for ourselves and recognize those negative things by surrendering. We could just say, you know, why don't we sit down, make a list. What are your negative thoughts? You know, take the moments for yourself and write down your negative thoughts and really go through your list and then put some positive, aspects to it. Why are you feeling so negative? And things like this. The more you convince yourselves that things are quote unquote wrong, or things are bad, or things are negative, like all these words we kind of want to recognize and yet come in and say, wait a minute, is this really an accurate sense of what's happening? Or because Mars will trip us up a little. I will also tell you, in action, cautious is better than racing through, because yesterday, three times, my puppies. And then this is just a small example of, you know, going around corners, walking in, I'm not trying to put you on edge. I'm trying to let you understand that slowing down, these retrograde planets are for a reason in our humanness and our daily lives. they force us or they encourage us to slow down a little bit in certain ways, whether it be for Mercury, the written and spoken word, to really watch what we're saying, to really understand what we're feeling of what we're saying and have everything in alignment, you know, to make things better in our lives when that retrograde is over, or even going through it. We redo things to make them better. For Mars retrograde, we want to watch our movement and our actions. And so yesterday, my dogs tripped me like 3 times for no reason. Well, they were trying to get the stockings, and that's another story. But the bottom line is I literally went on my butt a couple times. So these kinds of things to counteract, to just slow down and really think about why you're feeling certain things, why you're taking these actions, and do you need to react as quickly as you're reacting, or can you really get away with slowing it down and then and processing out within yourselves of why you're feeling a certain way, you know? So I would say less is more. I would say taking it a little easier. I would say to write your feelings down, especially with Mercury retrograde. You may uncover something that that hasn't been there before. So it's a trigger that may come to the surface that you understand why you're feeling a certain way. I do want to say good morning to all of you. Thank you for, Lori says she's been totally refusing to tolerate anyone's nonsense. And her ex-husband called and gave her some grief. I think we're going to hear these stories a lot, you know. I love the fact that she has strong boundaries. She's saying definitely, she just hung up. She says, I think that's a good thing. Sometimes that to me is a little bit like less is more, you know? So Nadine says there's been some angry disruptions in our relationship in the past 2 weeks. Yeah, this is that energy that I'm talking about. And I think we have to look at within ourselves, like in certain circumstances, what role are we playing in trying to make this better or at least calm things down? Because we have to remember we make decisions in the retrograde that may not stick, or it may not be a permanent decision or choice. And so we have to kind of hold ourselves back a little bit. Going back to, I think the biggest piece of advice I could say is less is more, especially when we are reacting, but to try to what was the word? I have a dear friend who used a perfect word. And I don't want to sound sexist because I'm not. So, but it was about a man in, you know, the obtuseness. Like obtuse is a good word. In what ways can we become obtuse to what's happening with another person? So I think I'm saying it about a man, but it can be for anyone as a human. We have to like really watch our angles and watch maybe how we're coming through, because we're going to personalize during this retrograde everything. You know, we're going to take things personal, Leo. Charlene, good morning to you. Thank you. She said she hopes the Mars retrograde inspires her to complete closed situations that have lingered way too long. And she's Leo rising. And I do feel a lot of that. And I also feel like it may give you that returning to that sense of gusto, you know, like I do feel it brings that kind of urge to complete. And so, especially at the end of the cycle, I love the completion of that and the way that is. And we're going to take a look at you in a little bit. And Cynthia, hi, good morning, Ms. Leo to you. And my spicy Leos are definitely out and about right now. So I do, I love you too. So thank you for that. You're making me laugh because, you know, sometimes you all, I do challenge people to grow in a way that they really don't want to, and I admit it. And I definitely feel like my Leos are really rebellious at times, but you know, I adore you. I'm proud of you too. I also, Lois, good morning to you as well. Oh, Gwen, hello to you. Patricia, I'm coming in now. I'm going to start taking questions. My beautiful godson, speaking of Leo, is here today and his dad's. And I just want to say good morning to all of you. I'm so grateful for you. Tyler, I'm laughing because I'm sure you have everybody straightened out for the holiday. I trust that. But honey, you too, you have to take it a little easier during this cycle, okay? But there's some things, you know, for you, let me just say this. They're going to have a correction of something that may have been a difficult, it could be a medication, it could be a tool, it could be something that you're utilizing to make it easier. Something's going to get corrected during this cycle for you, all right? So I love that. All right, so I call this the Week of Miracles, and I have many reasons for it. But let's just say I want to share that with all of you, and I hope it rubs off on you. And I think expect during this season some miracles as well. All right. And Tyler, you're my first go-to today because I do feel like a miraculous turn in one specific area. Excuse me, that you've been having a little difficulty with. So I want to spread some joy, and I definitely want to tell you that I do feel that for you. And maybe Dad could explain it to me later on of what's going on, but I do feel a turn in something that's been challenging, and it's really going to help you. Okay, so we'll talk about that later. But I want to say it while I'm sensing that. And then I see someone here. Where is my? Someone just asked me a question. Polly, I'm going to get to you too. Melinda, you're first. So, she says, good morning. If you feel there's a message for me, please go for it. My husband just left and moved out of state. I'm in a huge transition. She lost her job a few months ago. She tried not to be fearful. Huge blowout spat. My life is spinning. All right, sweetie, I'm sending you as much comfort as I can. These are the types of things. I mean, these are huge transfer. Melinda, what is your birthday, if you don't mind writing? Hold on now. If she writes, I'm just going to start looking and just move from that, okay? And I just want to make sure. I want to look at you moving forward. I feel like down the road, not immediately. I could see this intuitively. I feel like, or I'll say psychically because it's hitting me between the eyes. You have something new coming into your world, but it's going to take some months. And I do mean in 25, less than half of 25, May-ish. There is something coming into your life that's going to be like a passion. It's not coming in the form of a human being, it's coming in the form of an interest, a hobby, a passion, a purpose, a mission like this. And I really feel like your plate, I mean, there is no word, there are no words for me to you know, there's I know it's a hard, difficult time. It would be foolish of me to like try to lessen what you're going through, and I'm sorry that's happening, but I definitely know something's coming into your life and a purpose or a mission, a path that you're going to follow that you've never could imagine before, you know? So let's take a look and make sure you're getting on the right track. I think it's very important for you to take care of yourself. I feel for all of you, if there's any kind of, Melinda, this is for you, but it's also for everyone listening. Any kind of health, a nagging health message or knowing you have to do something, even going to the dentist, which really stinks as we all hate to go. But I think, and some of us love to go, no doubt, but it's an example. You have something going on with your feet that are aching. You have any little thing, you know, you have a little flutter you want to get checked out. This is a great time to go and take a step back for your own physical wellness and health. And I do feel that for you as well. So taking care of yourself, because I do believe your tummy is reactive to the things going on. So building that core, strengthening your body in that way, I think will be really good. I see some powerful communicators also around you. I see a lot of fire energy. I think the outcome is going to be really good for you. I see you passing tests. I feel like by the time the Aries season gets here, I said by May psychically, but I do feel Aries energy. I feel like you're going to go into a whole new life. So there's a powerful mentor or even a partner energy that's coming in that's going to be very significant in your new journey. And let's see what happens, okay? But you are going to pass the test with flying colors. That feel really good about the spring. I'm not saying winter is going to be, you know, impossible, of course. You're going to manage to get through, but go ahead and feel your feelings and go through your grieving of everything that's occurring now. And I think you'll really do well long term. Right. I know this is difficult for you, but some of these things were really meant to be. And I feel really good. If you have to, I don't know if there's any tests, like physical tests that you will take ahead or certification or something, like something new. It could be just a course online or something. Like this is going to be good for you next year too. But I see a male that's also significant. So please come back and let us know. Okay, let me see who's next here. Okay, Quelly. She said check out if your hubby likes football, have him check out Venice High School's football team. We're going to state. So are you so excited? I've been kind of watching a little bit. Let's take a peek, okay? And I feel good about that, and congratulations to everyone. You will definitely find my husband under a truck right now. So he's someone who takes about 3,000 pieces of metal and puts it together to, I really can't explain it, but that's his thing. And so that's where he is. But I'll let him know. I may check it out. I'm the football person. All right, hold on now. That sounds exciting, though. I'm just going to take a peek at your trip and make sure everything's on track. I know you all have such a family dynamic. Your dynamic looks so great, and I really, really love that you're doing. You guys, here Lulu's with me today for the show. All right, let's take a look. So you're a very high-spirited family, always. And I do love what I see moving forward. Courts allow for a little extra time of travel and things like that, okay? But other than that, I feel like you're doing really well. And I'm excited for you also. And weirdly, I know I was talking about like the dentist and stuff, so I'm kind of picking up on this. I know it's not what we all want to hear. But I also think maybe your husband will go for maintenance or something. Like, just make sure he's staying up on it. It's so funny. It crossed over, but I want to say it. But everything looks good, okay? You let me know how everything goes. Not going to look at the game. Feel like I'm not supposed to. I always try to, like, give it up, you know? Like, I don't want to jinx it. But I feel really good about it. And you guys are going to have fun. All right, let me see who's next. Okay. That says, good morning, Captain Friends. Lots of insurance, licensing, and financial pieces to get straight. Yes, I do feel good about it. And I know many people doing this as well. I always say Sagittarius, you know, that energy is good because, well, it's the end of the year, so we really have to stay on top of these things for the closing of this year, but also for the new year. But I feel like with Mercury retrograde, it's a great time to reorganize or even, like, again, shop your insurance plans, do all of these things that in real time we want to stay busy and productive. Even though I say less is more, it definitely is. But if we have to redo certain things and really recreate what works for our lives, and I think it really pays off during a retrograde to shop for deals again, or discounted insurance, or try to compare apples with apples and see if you're not overpaying. I guarantee you 90% of the time you're overpaying on something or a few things, and you don't even realize it. So this is a time to really take a step back and remind yourselves to redo these things to see if you can get a little bit of a break. Because as our pricing went up on things, and we're strong, we're centered, we're focused. But I think really taking some time to do this. What is that expression? I just read it. Penny saved is a penny earned, like that. I feel some of this for you too. So let's try that. I love all of our energy together as well. Gwen, thank you for that. All right, let's take a look. Laura, I'm so happy to see you on a Monday. So nice that you're here. Pamela, I'm sorry about the dentist also. Eva has a situation. I'm so, so sorry about you and your brother and your little conflict. And I go back to my original, yes, less is more, but I also believe, I feel like he has an inner conflict going on as well. And, you know, I do feel there's something in him going on that you may not be aware of, or he's struggling, or you are probably aware of it. I take that back. You are aware of it, but I think it affects his personality. It could be some kind of habit, or he's disappointed with himself or in his own, like, in his journey, you know. So I definitely think he's confused about some things. I think within the next 4 months, you all, even I'll say 2 to 4, I think you'll be able to work through some of this a little bit. And not so pleasant is a nice way to put it, but I think he's going through a lot of self-reflection too, and he's not really voicing everything going on in his world. So just it'll improve some. You know, I think a lot of this, and especially with this Leo Mars retrograde, having too high of expectations, if we could just remember, because you know that lioness, the royalty of Leo, the desire to it commands, that's a better word. It really does command attention, or perhaps being heard, or being paid, you know, pay attention to me, or, you know, Leo, it rules the jungle, you know, it rules the forest, the lioness, it's very royal, regal, this kind of thing. And if not, it's spicy, you know. So I think what we have to, we kind of all access that inner Leo when we have higher expectations of someone than what they can give. And then it leads to negative circumstances, instead of when somebody has something to give you, you say, thank you very much. And then you try to not expect anything else, because if you do, you really do get disappointed. And so sometimes we can use this time to really crack down on ourselves, to break something in ourselves, to let that light come back or return to us. And it may take spending some time with yourself, or really, like, figuring out, or by surrendering, what it is that's really bothering you, What are you not receiving that you can receive from yourself so you don't have to put higher expectations on other people? And at some point, you become more whole. When we become vulnerable, we become more whole. And instead of like the blame game or the, you know, expectations of other people filling in our void, when we learn how to become more whole, we fill it in for ourselves. And then we come to the table with less expectations. And then suddenly people start surprising us with positive things. And so I hope this all makes sense during this cycle, but I feel like you can relate in a human way, you know, in that you understand, and we've all learned along the way, we can't really expect too much from others because we get disappointed. And so less again is more in every way. And I think that's part of the message. So let me come back. It's turning guilt into gratitude. And less projection, you know? Somebody else's experience isn't our experience. And so we have to really remember that. We have no idea what's going on. It's really not our business to know everything, but it is our business to look at ourselves and say, okay, what am I contributing here, you know? All right, let me take a look here. Oh, I see somebody. Wonderful in the room. Kinga, good morning to you. Ms. Elizabeth, how are you? So sweet that you're here. And I love that you're here. Happy holidays to you also. He says, if you have a message for me, I'm deeply thankful. I am deeply happy to do it. So let's see. And a big hug back to you. All right, let's take a look. I love the retrogrades that bring people back that can't always be with us, you know, as a group or so nice that you're visiting. Let's take a look at you. Let me just go back to Eva for a minute and tell her, I really think you guys are going to resolve some of this, I promise. So just try, I know it's painful, but just try to wait it out. Just, I wouldn't budge. Pretty much. I would just stay in your own lane for a minute. It'll be okay. He has to deal with his own stuff. And you're not clear about everything he does. So I feel that. I think he's a bit of a omit. So just sit tight. Okay, let's take a look now. Kinga, this is for you. Okay. I just want to go. I'm going to find her energy here. I think some of those old cliches, as much as we like to say, oh, that's not going to apply to me, I definitely feel like it applies to all of us sometimes. And I can recall trying to have my children. It took years and years. I can't even explain to you guys how many years it took. It was kind of a devastating journey, but it turned into like two miracles, obviously. At that time, people would say, you can't watch the pot of water boil. You know, the water isn't going to boil if you keep watching it. The water isn't going to boil. If I heard that one more time, I was going to scream. And, you know, after several years, it turned out to be true. And I think all of us have that phrase that we hate to hear, you know, oh, love yourself first. Oh, you know, less is more. Oh. But we have to start looking at phrases that help us in our lives, like turning that guilt into gratitude, looking at the bright side of things, you know, learn your own narrative for yourselves. Remember what brings you that joy. You know, what is it? Why are you still sad? Why can't you turn that sadness into joy and create that? You can't. It's like, when you have intuition, and you all do, it creates a space for that unknown moment. It remembers the past without being defined by the past, but it can also manifest the future without being tied to the future. It is present, it is peaceful, it is powerful. When you have a moment to intuit something for yourselves, you know in that moment, the past doesn't have to be any longer, and the future can be so much more exciting than the past. And so that other cliche, the future's not, Pinga, I guess I'm talking to you, but I'm also addressing everyone together with you. I think the future is not the past. And I feel you've had some difficult healing years as well, but you are getting ready to go into a brand new cycle. And I believe when the sun goes into Pisces, you're going to know what I'm talking about. I see a brand new opportunity or increase again. Elevation. I see in your career journey and in your personal life. So I feel that in March. But let me just take a look at your cards now. But you did a lot of healing. There's been a lot of healing for you. And I definitely, I know sometimes the journey is not easy, but I also feel like you're on the right road. And I feel good about what's ahead. And let me just take a look. Yeah, everybody's taking a breath. Tara, I love that you said that. It's very true. Now I see some light. I don't know why. I see airplanes, and I feel like you may be taking a journey somewhere. And I mean, I feel this is a very strong vision, but there's two airplanes. There isn't one. And I don't know why I'm seeing this above your head. And it's like going into a flight. Like when I say elevation, I say heightened experience. I feel a volume up, like turn the volume up. You are definitely going into a better year. And I feel springtime to even, you know, to be very important. I also believe that you have not at one point received what you deserve financially around work. And also you're going from the five to six. So sometimes when we're depleted in our space, you all, you know, guys, we talk about abundance and the gifts of the spirit, spirit of generosity, all of these things which you exude, Kinga, no, there's no question. That's what's coming into your world now. And so, or ahead for the new year, I'm going to predict this boldly and say, when we have, when we receive less in our, we feel not, you know, maybe undervalued, underappreciated, all these things from the past. Now, I'm going back to your past for a moment. And we have these fears. Is it going to happen again? Is somebody, you know, why do we want to overgive? And you are a huge giver. And so I believe what happens moving forward is you're going to go from the giving space, which of course remains in you forever and ever. You're also going to go into the receiving space. And so we look at the cards and we look at the five pentacles, because when we're not receiving what we deserve, which is your past, looking over your shoulder, when we are not receiving, we also feel spiritually dim. And it's like somebody's taken away from us or dimming our light. And our reserve is empty. You know, we have to fill the tank. And how do we fill the tank? We start to fill it on our own, which is exactly what you've been doing. You've been filling your own tank. And suddenly your tank is full and then it overflows because people start giving to you. And that's what's going to happen next year. And I feel, I really feel a new position. I don't know why. After a period of what's been a bit disappointing, that's because you're light. When it's almost like this, my button on my new microphone, which I have to tell you guys, I absolutely am starting to, you know, merge with now. First, it's like a foreign entity, but I'm kind of happy about it because now I can use it for some messages. But what happens is we turn the volume down And in ourselves, we turn the light down because people deplete us and our light gets dim. And all of a sudden, we stay there for a minute because we don't know what else to do. And we freeze. And then we start filling our own cup. And we take responsibility for filling our own cup, which I know you have done. And I'm speaking to many of you, I'm sure. Then we turn the volume up. And suddenly you're like, you know, in a really good space. But I also see those planes. I don't know what that means. I feel like you could be going on a trip or two trips next year that are going to be very significant. I think you're going to take an interest in something in the sky. I have no idea if it's the planets, the balloons, the airplanes, I don't know what that means, but I definitely see that for you. And lots of love, and I'm super glad you're here, okay? All right, let me see. Let me refresh. Let me go ahead and come back to the room. Good morning to all of you. Super glad you're here. Yeah. I know you hear my Lulu snoring, sure, by now. Pat, let me come back to you because I probably hop, skipped, and jump over it because you could see nobody really wants to deal with insurance, licensing, financial pieces. No, I'm teasing. It is a Mercury retrograde. It is a good time to tackle that. So I do think you'll be successful in your adventure. I know I went off on a bigger area there, but I definitely think you're on track for that. Okay. Like the sun and Sag. I know I went into it a bit, but I wanted to make sure you felt like you had a full answer. Let's take a peek. Wants to know about their bonus. Hold on now. Okay, hold on. Where did you go? Okay. Hi, Kat. If you have time, I have a question. My bonus. I'm going to contact HR today to get it moving again. All right, let's take a look. Now, we are in a retrograde. So I'm sure even if you didn't reach out, I would wait. I would say next week. I think they're going to get it moving, but let's make sure. Okay. Well, we say less is more, but I understand. Think about new. Nobody realizes the rebelliousness. Well, I know many of you have connection with Sagittarius people, but I had to track back my past about it because my husband has Mars and Sag, and I have Mars and Gemini. So it's interesting and fun. But at the same time, it's like I have to remember to kind of do the opposite. It's always an opposite thing. So in this cycle, and now we have Leo, we have Sag. It's a little, now that once Mercury retrograde's over, I'll probably change my stance a little bit, but it does feel a little more rebellious. So if we kind of go, remember this about the Sagittarius energy, when you go towards it, it runs further. Like when you kind of sit back and pretend you're busy with something else, it's like they want to know what you're doing. So they'll come towards you, you see? And I think we can take this into our circumstances when it comes. You know, I don't want you to have to chase this because it's rightfully yours, but let me just take a look, okay? Hold on. reminders okay in this situation, but I am thinking about how sad one of you were. Oh yeah, gonna be fine. So far, so good. I save money in the environment. I actually feel like there's something coming unexpectedly, but I want to know if there's a dark-haired woman or a dark-haired person, I should say, that you may it that has some control over this or something like this. Like they've been promising it to you, and then, you know, I'm kind of nervous about. Is there any way we could wait some days? Because I do feel you can get it or you'll get it, but I almost feel like I don't want you to push them more. I mean, I know it, if it's overdue, I understand. I'm kind of getting a sit and wait for a minute. I don't know why. If you've already done it, please let me know, but I feel like just give it a few more days. It'll change, it'll shift, you know? I guess I'll say next week is better. But you let me know if you've done it and it's okay. Okay, Kinga, I'm going to come back to what you said. Maya, please come back and let me know, okay? She said, I'm glad you feel seen. That's a good thing. She said it's been a challenging year and for many also. So it's good that everyone knows that we're not alone. Yeah, that's for sure. She's been cleaning up her relationships, entering a new career space. I love this too. She says she's so ready for this cycle to end and a new exciting one to begin. Thank you for your validation. And also her son is taking her skydiving next year to celebrate her new strata license. All right. Well, there's the air, and that's why the airplanes showed up so strongly. So lots of love to you. I come from a family of my father was a huge skydiver. So just don't tell me till it's over. Okay. And I know you're safe, but still, as a child, I had to watch a lot of that stuff. And so, I'm like mother hen, don't forget. So don't tell me till it's over, like I said. All right. And lots of love, Juan. Let's take a look. Let me see who's not. Dandelion tea has been on my brain for the last 48 hours. If any of you are drinking it, or maybe somebody needs to research it to look into it a little bit for some clearing or cleansing. And I definitely felt that. I don't usually focus or hyper-focus on it, you know, I don't know, it's just been on my brain. And I really like it. Okay, hold on one moment. Maya responded. Thank you very much. I can wait. And the dark-haired woman is the owner, Ira. I have not sent the email to her, to HR. Is it possible? Yeah, she could wait a little bit. I just feel like we should for a minute. That it doesn't put you at any risk, obviously, because the money is due to you. But I'm wondering if someone else, like it's totally known. Have you had issues getting money from them before that was due to you? I just feel like pushing it won't be good. Not sure I care for your, you know, I'll call a spade, you know. I don't know if I care for that person, but in any case, there's like a little catch 22 there. So I actually feel some fire energy in that person, the dark haired woman, but let's sit it out for 6-7 days, okay? 1 week, let's give it. Later this week, you may get some information on its own. So let's see if that happens first. And then we can go after it, all right? Oh, Lara said has a dandy blend and she's been meaning to drink some, was thinking of it last night. I love that. I feel that too. It's kind of in my space, you know? I'm going to get some myself. And of course, guys, I make sure you're not allergic to it. I'm not, you know, I'm putting it out there because it's in my spirit and it's heavy in my head. So I like to share what I'm feeling and how things would be good for people, but make sure you see your medical practitioner to make sure everything is aligned, you know, you're not allergic, all of that. Another thing I thought would be good the song Happy has been in my head from Farrell. I don't know why, but I saw somebody dancing to it. I also feel like there's, I took some notes because things have been coming through me that way. So I felt good about that. That may be some other sign for someone, you know, or maybe some uplifting music would be good for you guys right now. Let me see. Hold on. I did a little scratching on paper. When I had started many, many years ago as a, like late, like a teen, back in the day, I used to do a lot of writing in my readings, and people would hold them for years and years. And I would do whole life readings that way. Maybe I'll bring a little bit of that back for you guys. Always taking movement. You know, sometimes, what was I going to say about your authenticity? Okay. I was thinking you should give yourself a reward. What is the one thing that is so authentic in yourself to get to know yourself better? What is your, maybe your biggest trait? What is your best trait? What is your highest quality? What do you appreciate most about yourself with? Maybe make, you know, decorate yourself a little bit of it, and maybe a little certification or an award or something like that. I've been doing a little bit of this for others because you have to appreciate yourselves in a way that really a reminder. The better you feel during this cycle, the less likely you're going to have these arguments, these moments of tension, these, yes, things happen. Yes, we have real life. There's no question about it. But what is it that you value in yourself the most? And how could you reward yourself in that way, you know? All right. All right, let's take... Okay, I love that. Kinga said she's actually, she has the dandy blend and she's enjoying it in the now with the butter and a cinnamon stick. I love that. That's great. Okay, I love that because we just connected and maybe that's where it was a reminder. It's been on my mind, so meant to be that you're here, and I love that you're visiting for the holiday. All right, Gail, good morning to you. I want to take a peek at you and see how you're doing and how you're feeling. Okay, let's take a look. Oh gosh, we're almost finished. You know, it's like, I feel more self-love for you too. And there's the, it's like the second guessing. If we can delete anything out of your vocabulary or out of your space right now, we want to delete second guessing. Making decisions, staying true to your word to yourself is more important than anything else. So I feel like second guessing is like erase, cancel, delete like this. We're getting rid of those words. And those events, okay? All right, let me take a look. You can use Mars retrograde for just getting rid of those actions, really. Cancel, delete, remove, like this. Since nothing's gonna stop you ahead from reaching your goal, do slow down your movement though, just making sure, and also getting to the root of your, yeah, you're gonna really be working hard ahead as well, working hard. With others, your relationships are going to start to really become more solid and more sound. Your life becomes more productive over the months. I love that. And also your root, your gut, your tummy health. Okay. All right, sweetie. I'm so glad you're here. Everyone, I cannot believe it's time. Laura, I will definitely have a message for you, please, next week. I promise. You're on my brain, but it felt like I should, I don't know why next week's going to be right for us. Okay. Everyone, please have a wonderful week. Take it nice and easy when you can. Try to pull back on your overreactivity. Okay. Jay Varvel, thanks for being our producer always. And everyone, I don't know if I've said this or not, but I absolutely love being with you, n12listen.com. And I am so excited for the new year. So thank you for that. Please stay tuned for the amazing Lori the Love Sherpa coming up next at the top of the hour. I'll see you guys. And don't forget 1-2 Day on the 12th, okay? We'll see you over at 1-2 Listen. Bye, everybody.